I got great news, guys.
It's the news update from Game Time Decisions.
Hey everybody, I'm Cam Stewart with your fantasy sports news update. Dallas Cowboys reportedly offered Zeke Elliott a new deal that would make him the second highest paid running back in the NFL behind only Todd Gurley. This story coming from ESPN. The question is, going to take it? Dallas, the reported offer to Elliott would surpass the four-year, $52.5 million deal the Jets handed Le'Veon Bell this offseason. It was reported in August that the 24-year-old Elliott was seeking an annual salary that would eclipse Gurley's $14.38 million a year. The Cowboys are mulling contract extensions for numerous players right now, including Dak Prescott, Amari Cooper, and Byron Jones, just to name a few. Dallas just gave linebacker Jalen Smith a five-year, $64 million contract extension yesterday. New England safety Patrick Chung could be in a little bit of trouble and indicted on a cocaine possession charge. He's scheduled back in court next week. The 32-year-old safety was found to possess cocaine June 25th, but wasn't arrested at the time. A potential NFL suspension won't be handed out until the legal situation is resolved, and Chung may avoid punishment altogether this season since the trial isn't expected to begin until spring of 2020. He might make it through the season. He's won three Super Bowls in 9 years with New England. Antonio Brown still trolling Pittsburgh and the Steelers. HBO's Hard Knocks reveals ratings in Pittsburgh for the show triple the national average. The receiver quickly took to Twitter after tweeting, "Hey, my ex still thinks of me." That's what he wrote about Pittsburgh and its fans. Following multiple spats with quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, a week 17 benching and skip practices, the Diva receiver was traded to Oakland in March. The Detroit Lions have signed defensive tackle Damian Harrison to a one-year contract extension today. The add-on is worth $11 million. He has $12 million guaranteed money over 2020 and 2021. The 30-year-old racked up 50 tackles and 3.5 sacks in 10 games with the Detroit Lions. The Washington Redskins have turned down a trade offer for New England tackle Trent Williams. The Pats offer of 2020 first-round pick for the star and 7-time Pro Bowler did not go down. Rams coach Sean McVay says he'd rather not put his star players in harm's way during the preseason. A handful of stars working their way back from various ailments, including running back Todd Gurley, knee, and wide receiver Cooper Kupp, who tore his ACL last year. Let's take a look at the betting lines. Week 3 exhibition action tonight, 7 p.m. Giants at Cincinnati Bengals minus 342. Cincinnati 170 on the money line. Giants plus 150, 3 at 730. We got Washington minus 3 at Atlanta, 41. Skins minus 135. Falcons plus 115. Carolina and New England, the Pats minus 3.5, 41. Pats minus 190 money line. Panthers plus 170. Cam Newton, Christian McCaffrey, Luke Kuechly, and Greg Olsen all expected to suit up for the Panthers. Baltimore, they're minus 5 at Philadelphia, total 35.5. Ravens minus 235 money line. Eagles plus 195. Two more at 8 o'clock. Jacksonville and Miami. Dolphins minus 238.5. Miami minus 130. Jags plus 110. And Green Bay minus 2.5 versus Oakland. Game being played in Winnipeg. 39.5 is your total. PGA Tour last calendar event of the year. The top 30 players battling out at the Tour Championship from East Lake outside of Atlanta. Justin Thomas started the day at minus 10, but they've caught him. Wow, what a day for Xander Schauffele. He started the day 6 back of Thomas. He's now tied for the lead. And Thomas just bogeyed. So now he is one off the pace. Xander Schauffele and Patrick Cantlay are in the lead right now. The winner gets $15 million as the FedEx Cup champion. Brooke Henderson leads at 6-under on the women's tour, the LPGA in Canada. Live baseball action today. A suspended game back on August 7th resumed today. Boston wins 5-4. Brock Holt, a single in the 10th. The game took only 12 minutes to end after the restart. San Francisco and the Cubs, what a battle today. The Cubs beating the Giants 1-0. Anthony Rizzo, the only run on RBI single in the fourth inning. We got lots of baseball action tonight on the show. Gabe and I, we will go through all the numbers. Very important games. Cleveland and the Mets go at 7-10. We got that game. The Yankees in Oakland later on tonight at 9:37. So, hey, stick around. And U.S. Open news, Serena is going to meet Maria Sharapova in the opening round. And on the men's side, Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer, they land on the same side of the bracket. U.S. Open major tennis underway in New York, August 26th. I'm Cam Stewart. Gabe Morenci hosts Hour 1 of Red Heat and Rage Radio. We'll talk NFL preseason, baseball, and everything in between. So stick around, everybody. Red Heat and Rage on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network is coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
Red Heat.
All right, ready or not, here we come. Let's do this thing. Game time decisions, Red Heat and Rage, our radio, Fantasy Sports, our radio network, live for the FanDuel Sportsbook, Meadowlands Racetrack. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down on this Thursday afternoon, going into Thursday evening here tonight, at least on the East Coast, where you might be joining us in a different time zone. Either way, there's NFL football in a couple hours. It's dress rehearsal week tonight, week three of the preseason. We're going to break down all the games. We're going to try to continue our hot streak throughout this preseason. It's tricky tonight. Just rehearsal. Don't go into regular season mode because, quote unquote, it's dress rehearsal week tonight. But we'll navigate our way through all the football games. Cam Newton set to make his preseason debut this evening. Ron Rivera says QB's playing time will be determined by the flow of the game. Low flow. That doesn't sound good, Cam. What's going on?
Hate low flow, Morenci. We need pressure. I will say this. I don't think Cam Newton will be out there for more than a couple series. This is a guy that's coming off a major injury. He's already lost velocity and distance on his throws. You can't be screwing around with this guy. He'll go out there a couple plays, a couple handoffs to McCaffrey, but he's one of the starters that I would make a bet on not going as long as most people would think. I don't even think he'll get through a quarter, Gabe. I'm thinking a couple series. And Riverboat Ron, I know he likes to gamble, but you can't gamble with your starting quarterback.
And the Carolina Panthers take on the New England Patriots, and I was unaware. I did not hear about this story. I don't know if this is breaking news. I think it is, actually, even though the incident happened in June, but I think we're just finding out about it. Patrick Chung? Indicted on cocaine charges?
Yeah. Basically, here's the way things went down. He had cocaine on him. They didn't arrest him at the time, which I don't understand. Like, if me and you were walking down the street with cocaine and a cop pulled us over, I probably think we'd be going to jail. But I don't know what he did, how he got off. He has a court case next week, and that's like preliminary. But what they're basically saying, Gabe, is the story, this trial, if it goes to trial, won't be till spring of 2020. What does that mean? No matter what happens, they'll pick a later trial. He'll get through the season and have to deal with it next after the Super Bowl in February. So I think Chung, regardless of what's going to happen, is going to play a full season, three Super Bowls with the Patriots. And, yeah, cocaine charges. What do you say?
Yes, but you've got Commissioner Goodell, Cam.
Yes, you do.
Who can do basic. You're innocent until proven guilty, right?
That's the thing. Like, Goodell might have to wait till the court's decision. So you know Robert Kraft and the Patriots, they are very crafty. So I think in the court, you just kind of, you have a preliminary hearing, you delay, you get through the season. So Goodell can't really do anything until, I guess, the magistrate or the court say guilty, but who knows? This guy's got his own power, Renzi.
Who knows?
We don't work for the NFL. I'm just doing from, what I know of the court process and what I've read about it, saying that his trial will be in 2020 after the season's over.
How much cocaine did he have?
Didn't mention it in the story.
Like, probably is this all bit. Over? Is this all over a couple of lines?
Yeah, probably a small bag.
A blast. Because
if he had like tons of cocaine, wouldn't you think they'd mention the number?
Yeah, amount of cocaine?
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, game time decisions continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network, iHeart, tune in, everything else in between. A busy day here at the Meadowlands on this Thursday. Saratoga in action right now as we speak. But, of course, it's countdown to kickoff here tonight, week three of the preseason NFL dress rehearsal. And it's also countdown to contest season. Now, yesterday we started talking about some of the contests that are in Las Vegas. I don't plan on going to Vegas, although I'm starting to think, I might get on a plane next weekend anyways and get in on more contests. Oh, that's nice. I see the 160 show up outside the window here. Thanks a lot, you son of a bitches, as the last bus decided just not to show up. But that's another story that we'll get to as yours truly was standing next to the Jersey Turnpike for about 45 freaking minutes before I got here. But anyways, nice of them to show up. You know, that bus that just rolled by was supposed to be here at like 4:40 too. But anyways, let's bring in Vegas Matty right now, the king of all the proxies in Las Vegas. It's contest season. What's going on, Matty? How you doing, buddy? I'm doing all right. Well, we're sort of having one of these New York type of days. It's a real bitch, Matty. We're doing a show live.
A little different than Nevada, huh?
Yeah. It's a little chiller just going up Sahara. Jersey Turnpike. But Vegas has a ton of traffic now, too. But that's another story.
Yeah, it's getting crazier and crazier. You got it.
Yeah. There's too many people out there now. But so it's contest season right now. In the past, the super contest, that's still the granddaddy of them all. But we've got the Circa now, the Golden Nugget rolling. So what's the contest participation looking like now in the contest, Matt, from the super contest, the Nugget, and then the Circa right now?
Yeah, well, I literally just pulled in my driveway from downtown. So I was at the Nugget and the Golden Gate and then the West Gate before that. The latest numbers on the Circa Sports Million, it's up to, I think, 689. I just signed up a guy. So they're almost at 700 entries. And then the Golden Nugget contest is around 170 entries. And the Super Contest is about 1,800 right now.
Ooh, 170 only for the Golden Nugget. I would say I should get in on that one. But there's 170 sharps in
the thing
that
you
got
to consider, with all these contests, you got to consider how many people come in these last 3 weekends. So you're going to see all of these numbers most likely double over the next 3 weeks. At least that's kind of based on previous history, how it's gone. So you'll see the super contest hit, 3,500 most likely. You'll see the Circus Sports Million come pretty close to that break even point of 1,500. I think, they'll come really close. I mean, if you double what they got now, that's at 1,400, and you just never know. They got an extra 4 hours of sign-up time compared to the Super Contest on that last Saturday. And then, the Nugget probably hit 300 entries. I think they had 308 last year. So that's kind of what you're looking at right now.
And the Nugget last year, guys, who won, Matt? Do you remember off the top of your head? Do you remember his name? Like, the guy killed it, man. He was literally like...
Yeah, I mean, we had a few guys in the mix. I cannot remember the guy's name, but, he did pretty well. You have to do pretty well in all these contests to win the big prize, of course, as you know. And I'm going to make it a -150 favorite that you still find a way to get out to Vegas to sign up for something else.
I'm already thinking. I'm working on it. I got my boy Bovey hooking up with you tomorrow, right?
We'll see Paul tomorrow.
Yeah, Paul's on Team Sports Rage Cam in the Circa contest. We're going for it.
I like it. Good addition.
What did the Super Contest change with this Circa contest, Matty? Is it the top 100 gets paid in the Super Contest now?
Yeah, just like last year. Last year was the top 100. They were actually going to do top 75 last year, but they anticipated the growth and didn't want to have to change it every year, because if you remember correctly, like 2 years ago, it was only the top 50 in the Super Contest. So they doubled that last year, and they're going with the same number this year. Like I said, they'll have probably 3,600 people or entries, I should say, in that contest. It was 3,123 last year, so that's still a pretty steady increase. And they did start the entries back in March, so they got a little jump on things, And that's kind of what you see with the difference with the signups right now.
I remember, Cam, when I lived in Vegas, and if you remember, Matty, how many people I like the first time I was in the super contest, there was under 500 people. It was like 450 or something like that.
Amazing.
And
yeah,
and
I mean, now when we started. Yeah, we started as a proxy service. Tony and I, back in 2009, there were 328 entries in the contest. So that kind of shows you how things have changed between now and then. And that's a, you know, 10-year span right there.
Wow.
How many proxies, Maddie, do you need for 3,600 people? Like, how many can you do where you go, that's all I can do, right?
Just
putting the information.
For us, you mean?
I got to be honest, Marazzi. How many are out there? It used to be, like, I got Andy, right? Andy Isco, you, you know, Kelly,
right.
A couple other people. Like, how many are in the mix now? Must be a lot of new ones.
Yeah, I mean, there's a decent amount of people in the mix, you know. But, I mean, it really comes down to the experience. You know, I know Andy's been doing it a long time. And, you know, it's just, you know, like I said, we've been doing this for more than a decade. And, you know, it's who you trust and who's out there. And, you know, I mean, it's kind of grown as the contest has grown, the number of people that do it. But, yeah, I mean, we like to consider ourselves, you know, the ones with the most experience that have been doing it. You know, we have a good system, you know, between the two of us, Tony and I, you know, we're kind of run like a machine, and we've continued to grow every year as the contest has grown.
Now, you guys, you know what? We won $55,000 with Vegas Maddie as our proxy. And good thing about Maddie, although I shouldn't tell people this, he's kind of cool. And especially me, as you know, Maddie, there's times, hey, where's the picks? You sent the wrong number.
Yeah.
Stuff can happen.
Now, there's definitely a little follow up on that, but that's kind of what we take pride in ourselves. I mean, it's a customer service aspect of it. And yeah, everyone's going to sleep in or have a late night maybe, but yeah, we want to make sure that you get your picks in and that they're your picks.
That's what it all comes down to is the trust factor. And, I do trust you guys. And we encourage people, too. You can trust Tony and Vegas Maddie to get your picks in. So you've told me in the past, too, and it's funny, Cam, imagine how people hated him. Like, you'd be in line for, like, what? Like, 6 hours? 5 hours? Like, what's the longest you've stood in line at the Westgate submitting picks before?
Oh, man. I mean, Saturday mornings are pretty long. I mean, Tony's up there, you know, 6:30 in the morning up until, like, 10:30. I mean, 4 hours probably at a time. You know,
can you do it?
The good
by
thing
app
is what.
So I was going to ask you. So can you do it by app now as a proxy in the state?
I mean, we could, but it's kind of ironic because you would think, you know, the app would help. You know, it's going to help the contestants submit their picks because they don't have to go down the sports book. But it's really not going to help us. I mean, it's more efficient for us to slide the card and, you know, hit the touch screen and print out the ticket than it is to log into, you know, over 1,000 mobile accounts and do it that way. Plus, we like to have the ticket to double check all the picks as well.
That's what I was going to think. I was thinking, I'm like, you know what? It'd actually be easier, better just to go to the window. Cause yeah, you'd be going crazy logging
well,
in.
Well, for us, yeah. I mean, it's silly to sit on your phone. Yeah. We'd probably have to spend, you know, 2 or 3 times the amount of time, you know, logging into our phone for every contestant. So yeah, we're going to go the old fashioned way. We've approved proven system and we're going to kind of, you know, go with what works and not worry about risking anything with technology, you know, as far as that goes.
So where can people, for people that want to get in, and there's still time, guys, you know, the NFL season still, you got 2 weeks on that final Saturday still. So that Saturday's the cutoff for the circuit contest, for the super contest. Where can people find you on Twitter, website, if they, they're looking for a proxy service?
Yeah, sure. Appreciate that. So on Twitter, we're at Football Contest, and then the website's footballcontest.com. Got all the information on the biggest football contest here in Las Vegas that we proxy for. You can just set up an appointment, email us at proxy@footballcontestproxy.com. And a couple of big events I just want to mention, you know, Paul's going to be down at the Long Bar at the D on Friday night. That's going to be a pretty happening spot. Derek Stevens is buying everyone who sports their Circus Sports Million hat a free drink.
Hold on, Matt. We'll get you on the other side here. Hold on.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
NFL season now upon us. If you become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, setting your lineup, playing DailyRoto.com's DFS lineup optimizer, or become one of the countless number of people that have won thousands playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. If you're playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. And sign up now for the NFL annual pass with the faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's the promo code ACTION for a special 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Thanks, Cam. All right, the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart in Toronto. We are in New York, New Jersey, MetLife Stadium behind us, where the Jets will take on the Saints on Saturday night. Vegas Maddie with us. All right, the Circa contest, guys, this is a brand new one. It's the first one. It's called the Circa Million. It's Derek Stevens down at the D. Really, Derek Stevens has taken over the Fremont Street area for the most part. He's the kingpin down there. And you were saying, Maddie, so tomorrow night is sort of the meet and greet for the Circa. And I heard that Stevens, it was going to be free booze. He's buying drinks.
Yeah.
He's covering everything. But what's the deal? Because I saw artists renditions of what it's going to be in the future. And it's like a casino sports book. It's like basically they're going to have a couple of tables, but it's a building. They supposedly was going to be like a casino hotel designed for sports fans. Like the pool had like a giant screen with the games on, and it was like a resort for sports fans. When's that going to be ready? Because right now, you enter at the, I guess, at the Golden Gate and stuff. But so when's the actual property going to be ready, Matt?
Yeah, it's supposed to be ready like the end of 2020. So we still got another full year before that's ready to go. But yeah, right now you can sign up at the Golden Gate or at the D. Yeah, and with the free booze, so he's buying everyone a free drink who has their Circa Million hat on. I saw him earlier today, and he said his record for bar tab, if you could picture it, a receipt 6 feet long. So he's going to try to break that record tomorrow night at the D Long Bar. So if you're in Vegas and you want to sign up for the contest, that's the best time to do it, is at the D tomorrow night.
Wow.
6 feet long. Can you believe that? A receipt.
Yeah,
we never meet a guy like that, right? The night they're doing that, we're nowhere to be found, Maddie.
You guys gotta make it happen. You know, there's still time to jet out, you know, get on a flight for tomorrow. So
you know what? That football field outdoor stadium that Derek Stevens built, freaking awesome. Down on Fremont Street. Great.
They're having a watch party tonight for the Raiders, actually. It's going to be a little hot, of course, but yeah, I mean, he was getting ready. He was sporting his black blazer. He's ready to roll for that game tonight, you know, and Brent Musburger's out there doing the play-by-play. It's going to be a fun night there, and it's in your old, I don't want to say your neck of the woods, but they are playing in Canada tonight.
Yeah, exactly, in Winnipeg. See, Matt knows geography because he's a hockey fan. He knows, doesn't just think, Yeah, exactly. Said Lou from Gamblu said you were a hell of a hockey capper yesterday, Maddie. He was giving you kind words.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. Well, we both are very passionate about hockey, and I cashed in a couple nice tickets on the Blues. I did this last year to win the Stanley Cup, so I can hang my hat on that, and we'll see what happens next year.
All right, good stuff. All right, so it's the Super Contest weekend this weekend. Mark Lawrence is down there. Paul Bovey is down there. Teddy Covers has his annual backyard barbecue this weekend. It's a big weekend in Las Vegas. So if you're down there, you can hook up with Maddie. He'll get you hooked up, and you can go back home after and know with confidence that your picks are going to be getting in all season long. And as we stated, for the football contest, for the NFL contest, the Circa and the Super Contest, still time to get in. Like, that first Thursday game doesn't matter. You can play the Thursday game if you want, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
You can get in on that final Saturday still. So not this Saturday, but next Saturday is your opportunity to get in.
Two Saturdays. Next Saturday is the Labor Day weekend, and then you still got another week after that. So
What about the college one? That's next Saturday, right? Like the Golden Nugget one?
Yeah, well, the college contests actually don't – they don't start until the first week of the NFL season. They try to keep everything kind of in line, you know, so, yeah.
Oh, so the Nugget will be the same one.
Early, yeah.
Okay, yeah, good, good. So, okay, yeah, yeah. So you got still time for everybody. As you stated, still time for me to potentially get down there.
Yeah, there's still a good 3 weeks left. Three Saturdays left to sign up.
I think what's going to happen, Matty, to be honest, is – You're meeting Bovey tomorrow, and then probably like next week, I'll call Teddy and I'll be like, Teddy, you got to go meet Matty for me.
like, I know, you'll start adding those up, and then you'll want to come out yourself too.
yeah. All right, Matty. So best of luck. Congratulations on the success.
Thanks for having me on.
Once again, your website, it's good, guys, too, during the season. I check it out on a weekly basis. I don't even go to the casino websites and everything because Matty's got it all. With the, you know, you put up the standings, right? The consensus picks. You're pretty much the contest hub for all the contests on your website. Vegas Matty. Good guy, Vegas Matty. I wasn't going to bust his balls because he's gotten our picks in every time except once.
Ooh, and, one time.
Yeah. And he's very sensitive about it, though. Like,
yeah.
He's very sensitive about it. It wasn't his fault.
Was there an accident?
In the entire city of Vegas. Like it was like the strip was dark. Outage.
Power outage,
bro. Thursday afternoon. But the thing is, I don't know if you remember this because I cried about this a lot actually. it's a horror story. So the Cleveland Browns were terrible, bro. It was like the year they were like 0-15 or whatever the hell it was. And I just knew. I'm like, man, they're beating the Bengals tonight on Thursday Night Football. It was Thursday Night Football.
I remember yeah. That game like it was yesterday.
They won in overtime, the Browns. Yeah.
I was doing a bar gig, and this couple walked in Cleveland gear. Everybody else had Bengals. They were two people. Like a hot chick, too, and her boyfriend in Bengals gear. In Browns gear. I'm like, this is the night, Marantz. I remember we bet on the Browns to cover that night. Yeah, I remember. It was a good night.
So we tried to get the Browns pick in on a Thursday. There was a power outage in Vegas, literally Thursday afternoon leading into the football game. We didn't get the pick, and the pick we replaced it with lost, and we ended up missing out by the money by two games.
Ooh.
And the thing is... Yeah. It was like, we didn't recover, Cam. It's like a golfer, bro, that like something went wrong on the course.
You hit a ball head too. Off the cart path, right? Into the water, triple bogey, and now the next your next tee shot, out of bounds because you're still pissed off. I'm with you.
Yeah, like oh, we better, because it was still time. Because it was like, all right, guys, the pick didn't get in, but we're not ruined for the week. We just didn't get that pick in. But the game that we replaced it with, of course, was the Buffalo Bills. and the Bills didn't cover. It got in our head because, like, oh, man, we just lost that game. That game's going to come back and haunt us. And there was only, like, 3 weeks left in the season, and we ended up missing out by 2.5, actually. It was 2.5. But if we didn't get caught up, like, you know what I mean? It threw our rhythm off, man. But that's part of life, Cam. In golf, in betting, in everything, you have to react. Yeah. How do you react to adversity? Because you can lose it, like in golf. You know, when you're playing golf, you know what I mean? I can throw my club and stuff, but it's not going to make my round better.
No,
right?
It's not.
We talked about it. You can punch a hole in your wall, but you own your house. You're going to have to repair that.
Yeah. Like everything time I've thrown a converter and I look at the dent, you know, what are you going to do? That's on me. It costs me more money. You got to get another converter. You got to get the polyfill, sand it down. As for the golf, we talked about the good chances of other guys winning at good numbers. And Gabe, basically Justin Thomas started this thing at minus 10 today. There's guys like he's already been caught. Xander Shifley is 6-under on the day. Thomas is plus one on the day. Shifley's got the lead right now. And he was 25, I think, to one. McIlroy's there. Like, he started. Now we got a golf tournament. Like, this guy had a huge lead, and it's gone pretty quick. So things are going to get very interesting this week, man. He thought he had a cushion. He's got nothing right now. So guys are right on his heels. By the way, I got your email today. I got to send you. Is it $200 for pool?
Yeah, okay, $200.
I'll wire you $200 after the show. That's just need to know the amount. I texted you, but I'm not sure if your phone's off.
Oh, no, sorry, I did. But it's one of these weeks here, Cam.
Oh, I'm aware. You got to understand, when I do the update at the start, I hear people talking. I hear you talking to Cardano and guys going whatever. And, like, I'm trying to read, and I hear the feed there sometimes, right? So other than Yang,
Cardano asked me.
Go get him, Cam. I'm like, what is going on here? Like, I plow through it. Like, I don't think no one understands that. When I read that update, I have voices in my ear. So I was very happy with myself today. I usually, sometimes I'm just like a horse. I just put the blinkers on and went through it. Like, let's get this done here.
It was like 4:58 and we weren't set up. I was here since 4 o'clock.
I was watching you. I see you guys when I'm on my Skype. I said,
hey, guys, we're on the air in like 1 minute here. I'm like, come on, man. Like, and then we're like, we start, and then Cardano picks the headset up, starts talking to Yang. And I'm like, yo. I'm like, he can hear you. I'm like,
He asked me,
can I talk to Yang? I'm like, yeah, you can talk to Yang, but Cam will be able to hear you. And I don't think it deterred Cardano very much, Ken, to be honest, because I saw him. He sort of covered the mic a bit, but then he just started talking on his cell phone.
I'm used to it now, Gabe. I hear a lot of talking when I'm doing my thing, so I'm getting better at it now. Lock it out, baby.
I'll tell you what happened to Sean right here. I think I just had to jump that got popped. Cocaine.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
All right, Game Time Decisions, Red Heat Rage, our radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Networks. I'm Amrezi with FanDuel Sportsbook, Meadowlands Racetrack. Thanks to Vegas Maddie for joining us on the program. As I mentioned, Paul Bovey's in Vegas this weekend. He's handling his contest business. I couldn't get down there, Cam, this weekend. So I figured, you know what? Paul's going to be there. Paul wanted to join the Team Rage for the Circa contest. So I'm going to be part of the Circa contest. I only have a 20% share, though. Like, there's actually five of us in this thing. But hey, it's $1 million. So if we win, I'll win $200,000. What I'm looking at, though, what I like about the Circa contest, Cam, is $50,000 for the best record of the month. So we'll always be in it. That's the thing. You know, dude, like the super contest is deflating, man. It's happened to me where I'm out of it by November and it's a pain in the ass. I'm putting my picks in just for the sake of it.
Exactly.
Hoping that somehow I go 25-0 in the next 5 weeks. You know what I mean?
No.
At least the circa every month.
Like,
if we get hot for the next 4 weeks, we have a chance to win $50,000 every month. That's what I like about the circa contest.
Here's the deal, man. No, you have to give the player incentives in something. That's what we did in our fantasy league, Gabe. I'm telling you, say you're the last place team in that high rolling league, $500 a week team of the week. We won twice last year, $1,000. Keeps you interested. You don't start bad players. Like, teams get frustrated if they're like some of these new teams that have joined our league. You know, they go 1-6 out of the gate. They're already pissed off. They don't even, do they put their players in on time? Incentives like that give everybody a reason to play, try your best, and to win extra money. All leagues should be like that.
All right. So as we were going to our break, you brought up the Sports Rage High Roll Fantasy League.
Yes.
$200 entry. $1,600 to the winner, $800 to second place. So it's enough to keep you interested on a weekly basis. You know, we have quite a few regulars in this thing. But somebody that just responded, we'll see if he steps up. I think he might be scared of us, though, actually, is Fantasy Taz, Jim Day.
I'm in, Gabe.
Yeah, Fantasy Taz. So, you know, we could say, hey, Fantasy Taz is a ringer. You know, he's a fantasy guy for a living. But I say bring it on, Cam. Everybody's welcome.
Jim Day's welcome, friend. I agree. He's very, very sharp. But, hey, I'm willing to give it a shot. It's a nice price. Keeps friendly league. It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, so, no, I like Jim, and bring it on. I was going to ask you one thing about being at FanDuel every week, and I see the people now, you know, crowding around before the show and the people you're talking to. I've already expressed my concern about the helmets being stolen, but you must be getting sick of the food there. Like, you're there every day. Like, it doesn't matter what restaurant is. It's the same grease they cook the stuff in, the same whatever. Like, it'd be nice if somebody brought you in something from another restaurant. That's just my suggestion. You're there all the time.
And it's a fair fair assessment, Cam, as it's difficult.
Yeah, I'm always thinking of you, right? So maybe the next time somebody comes in after you, you know, a pizza pie or something that you can't really get at the Meadowlands, it's the little things in life, Gabe, that keep you
I've got to start doing the Uber Eats. Yeah, there's only so many times I can eat a grilled cheese with French fries here. And
yes.
This is my luck. So last night I have an hour in between shows. I order a grilled cheese sandwich with fries. I come back to the desk here. All right, so I give them time. I give them like 10 minutes or whatever, no rush. I come back to the desk. So I put a few bets in. I was looking at scores. I go back. They didn't admit. She didn't tell the lady. Oh, sorry. My bad, she says. It's come on, guys. Like, it's a freaking grilled cheese. So I was supposed to meet somebody today. And they were going to hook me up, Cam, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
They were running late and somehow forgot it.
Yeah.
They forgot it.
Yeah, I get it. Hey, buddy, you got to deal with me.
If this isn't
the way I roll.
It's not like, well, it's like Toronto or Montreal or somewhere. It's like, well, I'll just go back and get it.
Yeah,
it's like, no, man, it's a 2-hour venture. And it's like, oh, we'll handle it tomorrow. That throws me off today. All right. So I'm dealing with that. Then today I got to get here, and it's not easy to get here, dude. There's like a bus once every freaking hour and 10 minutes. Or you take an Uber, but then you get stuck in traffic, and it takes like an hour, and you're stuck on a turnpike. You can't win either way. So today I take the bus. I'm already pissed off about the earlier incident this morning. And the bus never shows up, Cam. It never came.
It just drove.
No. It just never showed up. Like, every once in a while, it just never shows up. Like, something happens. Like, I don't know what. It just, like I said, like, I'm in the window right now. I can see outside, so I can actually see the buses show up, right? So I see, and I saw the 160 just show up at 4:40, basically about an hour and 40, or 4:53, basically about an hour and a half after it was supposed to. So that's just what I deal with, Cam, on just like a minute-by-minute basis. Buses don't show up. I order a grilled cheese sandwich. Chick forgets to tell the other chick to make it. You know what I mean?
Then I get
the sandwich at like 7:52, and I gotta like crunch it in like a minute before the show starts. And the show starts, and it's like, oh, Matt Joseph's audio sucks, so he'll be joining us later. Only to get here today to find out, well, this screen doesn't work, that screen doesn't work. You know, just it is what it is. At this point, like, I don't know why I don't drink more. I should drink more. Maybe I'd be, like, I'd just be laughing right now. Or I'd start, like, punching people in the face.
Yeah, that's the thing. When you're drinking and you're angry, it's only going to make it worse. Trust me.
Yeah. I'm not, yeah, exactly. Me, anger and booze turns into a bad combination.
I've seen you happy when you drink and it turns sour. When you're having a good day, what are you going to do when things are really, really bad? That's probably a really bad idea. I'm dealing with the same bullshit that you're dealing with, man. Like, I blindly betted horses today on one of my books. They got a number wrong. They got a jockey wrong. Like, you know, I call in, nope, sorry, you know, bets are bets. Well, that's very important stuff. You can't post information and give me wrong guys. I get an apprentice rider on a horse at Saratoga. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, no, I changed the odds from like 4-1 to 16-1. I got Patrick Cantlay with a 2-shot lead in a matchup against the friggin' Justin Thomas. The guy's missed about 5 putts inside of 5 feet today. No, I'm with you, Morenci. Like, I'm at my breaking point too. A lot of other things are going on. But yeah, no, it's one of those things. I feel your pain. That's why I said somebody bring you some damn dinner. But yeah, what are we gonna do? Life moves on.
Yeah, yeah. Will's in the same circumstance here. Poor Will's been eating. He's been eating grilled cheese sandwiches. It's the only thing he trusts here for the last couple. Of, come over here for a second, Will, because let me ask you, Kev. This is a funny story. So I ask Will, you got any problems getting the bets in? He goes, they ask me for ID every time. What's up, Will? Say,
what's happening, this Will?
So would you card this guy, like, when he goes to the window?
No.
Time I've sent him to the window, they've asked him for ID. Every, especially at the horse book. Like, they were really, because horse racers are a little older. They're like, you have ID, sir?
Yeah, but, like, I see him at the window. He just looks like a sharp guy that's got his act together. Like, that's another thing. Carding guys for, like, bets and stuff like that. It's like, okay. Just relax. I think we're a little bit too you know. Gabe, here's the thing. When we were young, and you know, when MisoJou and Sports Select and all the games came across, my local guy at the convenience store didn't give a crap that I was a little kid betting these games, right? Oh, here's some parlay cards for my dad. Da-da-da-da. They listen to the story, boom, yeah. You play them. You know,
I'm from Montreal, man. And
yeah, exactly.
In my day in the 80s in Montreal, I used to get drunk in strip clubs when I was 13. 13. I used to sell stolen TVs to strippers. I'd stay for a drink after.
Why not?
I went to Vegas when I was 18. You have to be 21 to gamble. You know where I didn't have a problem, Cam, on the strip. I had no problem. I bet it like the Flamingo. I bet it the Mirage. The Mirage just opened. Cool. I bet it like the Vegas on the strip, but I got nowhere near a sports book on Fremont, Cam. They were like, you know, like the old like security guards, the crusty dudes on Fremont, they're standing like basically like, because the resort casinos, they're so big and stuff, right? Like it's not the same. Like I could not get in the Fremont.
I thought it would be the other way. I thought it would be the other way.
You're right.
Fremont's more dirty, like, right? You know, and I've stayed at some really shady hotels on Fremont, but, yeah, sometimes it'll surprise you. No, places are great for that, though. The real local joints, like Terribles, like come in for a $9 steak. Those guys, they'll never turn you away from a table. At Terribles, come on. Or one of those places. And I love it. They have the place is called Terrible.
That's a great slogan. We'll never turn you away from a table.
I told Blaz, I remember I'm talking to him, I go, why would you name a convenience store Terribles? But it's like a whole chain, Gabe. You know, you live there. I'm like, I just don't understand how, like, something good could be called Terrible. But
it's a local gas station. They have food.
I know.
You can also bet them. They have, like, slot machines.
Exactly.
In the gas station.
Terribles.
Yeah, called Terrible. You know what's crazy?
I love Terrible.
People actually... There are regulars at Terribles, Cam.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I lived in Vegas, bro. There was a Terribles near Don Best. Dude, like, no, I'm telling you, there's people that play slots and drink beer sitting on a stool at Terribles all day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's great. I actually had a really nice steak at Terribles, man. It was $8. It was delicious. Right, like, I can't believe I'm eating at Terribles, and it's good.
I see... I see Kyle Hamburg in the chat.
Yeah, what's he saying?
He's saying that we're scared of him in our fantasy league because he's too good.
What? Is he in the league or?
Hey, Hamburg. Settle down, Hamburg.
Is he a lot? Do we have enough? Like, how many guys do you have committed to this league?
People.
Me,
first couple.
You, Gamblu.
You're in.
Jim Day.
Jazz. Gargan, who lives in your hood, actually. Our boy Gargan.
Yeah, Gargan. Yeah, gave me the golf memorabilia. Yeah, Gargan.
Gargan.
Good father, Gargan. Yep. Yep.
Gargan's in the pool. Chris Botticelli is in the pool. Botticelli's kind of, he's pretty good. He's won a couple of these things over the years. Brooks, Jazz, yep. Me, you, maybe the Fantasy Taz. Oh, Mark T. And you know what, Mark T? You're the one guy that, yeah, I knew because everyone got in on the $100 one because I have a $100 league. That one's full. Mark, actually, send me a tweet right now, Mark, on Twitter. Just send me a direct message. And here's Gargan right now. The draft is Sunday at 6:30 in the evening, Mark.
Send
me a Twitter DM, Mark, just so I can send you the link because it's tough for me.
We're on the air till three. Thank God it's later.
And that's the reason, too. Like, I got to have people send the money first, Cam, because I'll forget, bro. And you know, I got a lot of things going on. Like, I can't be dealing with, like, people and, oh, I can't make it. Can you change the time and this and that? You know, that's why I tell people. I put it out there on Twitter. First come, first serve. You get in. You send the money. You lock your spot in. You're in. You know, I've had other people shape the spot for me and stuff like that.
You need the money.
What am I in high school saving a chair in high school cafeteria here? Come it out, Jake.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, game time decisions ready. Rage on Radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Networks. I see right now, shout out to our boy Pete. Pete sent the picture here. Mayock. Mike Mayock, Oakland Raiders general manager, and a bunch of officials are concerned with the field. You know, so basically where the goalpost is, Cam, there's they had to put the goalpost in the back of the end zone. So when they took the goalpost out, that hole, the ass groove, so to speak, on the football field where the pole.
Exactly.
And so there's a little bit of a problem there. But, like, really, I get it. You got to make sure everything's fine. You don't want anyone twisting an ankle there. I was going to say, it's not like the Raiders will use the end zone anyways. But all kidding aside, this field in Winnipeg is a million times better than that piece of crap that they play on in Oakland. So I don't want to hear Mayock.
That's another thing. Yeah, what are you worried about the turf there when you can, like, break a leg on the dirt? Probably rocks in that dirt.
Out there in Oakland.
Give me a break.
Like the worst field in the world. Yeah, so they're expecting less than 20,000 people for this game tonight.
Yep.
Actually tanking. They wanted $190 a ticket, Cam.
I told you that. It was like, are you nuts?
For a game in which Aaron Rodgers is not playing in. $190.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. I think it's nuts. I think it's crazy. They shouldn't even be close to that price. But what are you going to do, man? It's like the NFL. They thought we're the big NFL, and all these idiot Canadians are going to pay that much. Well, you're wrong. They're not going to pay that much. And the people don't underestimate in the West, it's CFL territory. They couldn't give a crap about this game. So,
they're not welcoming them with open arms. Like, look, Saskatchewan told them to get bent. They said, get out of here. They said, we don't want the game here. Like, Rough Rider fans, like, were like, no, we don't want this game on our field, essentially. So Winnipeg took it. You know, Winnipeg, they're Bomber fans, but they're Vikings fans. But the Minnesota Vikings.
Agree with that.
The Raiders, you're not getting $190 for the season,
I agree. You're right, Viking country.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that, buddy. I'm Cam Stewart with your Fantasy Sports News Update. Big news here. The Dallas Cowboys reportedly offering Zeke Elliott a new deal that would make him the second highest paid running back in the league, behind only Todd Gurley, according to ESPN. The question is he going to take it? Dallas reported offer to Elliott would surpass the four-year $52.5 million offer the Jets handed to Le'Veon Bell this offseason. It was reported in August that the 24-year-old Elliott was seeking an annual salary that would eclipse Gurley's $14.38 million per season. Cowboys are mulling contract extensions with numerous players, though, including quarterback Dak Prescott, wide receiver Amari Cooper, and Byron Jones, too. Dallas just gave linebacker Jalen Smith a five-year $64 million extension yesterday. Interesting news here, the New England safety Patrick Chung indicted on a cocaine possession charge. He's scheduled back in court next week. The 32-year-old was found to possess cocaine June 25th, but wasn't arrested at the time of the discovery. A potential NFL suspension won't be handed out until the legal situation is resolved, and Chung may avoid any or all punishment this season since the trial is expected to begin in spring of 2020 after the season. We'll see how Commissioner Goodell reacts to this story. Chung has won three Super Bowls in 9 years with the New England Patriots. Antonio Brown still trolling the Steelers and the Pittsburgh community. HBO's Hard Knocks revealing ratings in Pittsburgh for the show tripled the national average. The receiver quickly took to Twitter after saying, quote unquote, my ex still thinks of me. Following multiple spats with Roethlisberger, a week 17 benching and skip practices, the diva receiver traded to Oakland in March. So stay tuned, everybody. This guy just won't stop talking. The Detroit Lions assigned defensive tackle Damon Harrison to a one-year extension today. The add-on worth $11 million. He has 12 guaranteed money over 2020 and 21. The 30-year-old racked up 50 tackles and 3.5 sacks in 10 games with the Detroit Lions. The Washington Redskins have turned down a trade offer from New England for tackle Trent Williams. The Pats offering a 2020 first-round pick for the star and 7-time Pro Bowler offensive lineman. Rams coach Sean McVay says he'd rather not put his star players in harm's way during the preseason. A handful of stars of the Rams working their way back from various ailments, including running back Todd Gurley with the knee, wide receiver Cooper Kupp, who tore his ACL last year. Arizona Cardinals signing Michael Crabtree on a one-year contract, the deal worth $5.5 million plus incentives. He racked up 607 yards, three touchdowns on 54 receptions last season. Week 3 lines in the NFL exhibition tonight. Let's go, 7 o'clock. Giants and Cincy, Bengals minus 342 the total. Cincy minus 170 on the money line. Three games at 7:30. Washington minus 3 at Atlanta, 41. Skins $1.35. Falcons plus 115. Carolina at New England. The Patriots still minus 3.5. 41.5 is your over under. Pats $1.90 on the money line. Newton, Christian McCaffrey, Kuechly, and Greg Olsen are going to suit up for the Panthers. Baltimore, minus 5 at Philly, the biggest favorites on the board, 35.5. Ravens, minus 235. Eagles, plus 195. Two more at 8 o'clock. Jacksonville at Miami. Dolphins, minus 238.5. Miami, $1.30 favorites on the money line. Green Bay, minus 2.5 versus Oakland. Game being played in Winnipeg, 39.5 is your total. Packers, minus 125. Raiders, GM Mike Mayock around the group inspecting the end zone where the CFL goalposts be. So we'll see how that field problem is. PGA Tour top 30 players at East Lake. Justin Thomas started the day with a two-shot lead in this tournament at minus 10, but now we have a three-way tie. Thomas, Xander Scheifele, Brooks Koepka, all 10 under, and Rory McIlroy were lurking just one off the pace. Live baseball action today. A suspended game back on August 7th took only 12 minutes to end. Brock Holt, the winning single in the 10th. Red Sox beat the Royals with cheese 5-4. San Francisco at the Cubs. Cubs beat the Giants 1-0 on Anthony Rizzo's RBI single in the 4th. Matchups for tonight, Tampa minus 220 at Baltimore, 10, Yarbrough and Wojciechowski. Washington minus 235 at Pittsburgh, 8.5. Scherzer makes his return versus Bro, 7-10. We got Cleveland and the Mets. Mets minus 30 cents, 8. Savali and Syndergaard, 7-20 action. Miami and Atlanta Braves laying 299.5. Alcantara versus Soroka, 7:45 action. Colorado at St. Louis. Cards, 40-cent favorites, 8. Marquez versus Mikolas, 2 at 8:10. Rangers laying 20 cents at the White Sox. Barreto versus Detweiler, 10.5 your total. Detroit at Houston. Astros minus 560, and they lost last night to Detroit. Probably not tonight. Zimmerman versus Cole. Your total is 8. Yankees minus 115 at Oakland, 9.5. Tanaka versus Rourke. And Toronto at the Dodgers. Dodgers big favorites, minus 255, 9.5. Vegas Pack versus Maeda. Serena Williams is going to meet Sharapova in the first round of the U.S. Open. We got Novak Djokovic and Federer on the same side in the men's bracket. Things get going August 26th in New York. I'm Cam Stewart. Stick around. Gabe Morenci hosts Red Heat and Rage Hour 2, and it's coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, game time decisions. Ready for Rage, our radio continues. Level 2, Fantasy Sports, our radio networks. I am Morenci with FanDuel, Cam Stewart in Toronto. Let's get down to business. We were bitching about what went wrong, but that's part of life, right?
Yes.
Any day above ground is a good day, as my grandfather used to say. True. And I think that is good advice.
Smart man. Very good advice.
On a plus side, Cam, how about them Detroit Tigers? As we finally cashed what last night. The
Big
Tigers
time.
Get it done. And the Mets came back and got it done. Because I left here last night, and I was like, it's 1-1 in the Tiger game. And the Mets are losing 3-2. And I was like, wow, looks like it'll be one of these sort of break-even type of nights. And the total bets were good. We crushed those unders. And then, boom, the Detroit Tigers hit a home run in the ninth. And when the Mets were down 3-2, I was like, they can't come back every night. Like, lo and behold, man, something magical happened. Cleveland sloppy defense. The Mets win again. And I'll tell you what, Cam, the Mets are going to win again tonight. They're going to sweep the Cleveland Indians. Syndergaard, it's a short price.
Yeah, I don't understand why this line's gone down, too. With Savali, like, I know he's okay, but minus 130, that's a very good price for the Mets right in this situation.
Either. It was 140 this morning. 128.
Yep. Yeah, 130.
I'll tell you right now, the Mets and the under are the play.
I'd probably going to be betting on the Mets tonight. I think it's going to make the card. Lots of stuff tonight. We got the NFL exhibition. We got the baseball card. Yeah, it's all happening. Busy. It's a good night tonight.
We'll go through every NFL game on the other side. We're going to be going to a break in a minute or two, and then we'll hit the NFL on the other side. Detroit Tigers are plus 430 tonight. Houston Astros, once again, minus 550. This is definition of robbing the same bank 2 days in a row.
Oh yeah. Like they already got us on camera. My mask fell off. They're like, hey, it's a redheaded guy with eyebrows, and his buddy's bald. And yeah, like they already got our pictures. They're just waiting to chase us down. I am not going to the same bank again. Cole will get it done, and Houston will win. But that's a crazy price.
I want to take Detroit plus 370, first five innings.
Interesting. If you're gonna do it first five. First five? That's still balls. That's like going into the bank and, I don't know if you're totally robbing it, but it's dangerous. Dangerous.
Cole, what's Cole's strikeout prop tonight?
Cole's going to strike out. I bet his over-under for strikeouts is 8.5 or 9.
Yeah, 9.5.
Yeah. It's high.
That's very
high.
Pretty high. Pretty high.
Good, though. You should get there.
All right, FedEx Cup going on. Brooks Koepka, plus 280 right now. Rory McIlroy, plus 380. Justin Thomas, plus 430. Shoffley, plus 550. We'll get Cam's thoughts on that, but it's time to jump into the NFL. NFL preseason. Trust the host, and we hit it on the other side.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Every time.
Game Time Decisions, Red Heat and Rage on radio continues. Fantasy Sports on Radio Network. Let's get down to business. NFL football tonight. We're getting closer to the real thing. Tonight is the dress rehearsal, although it's not set it's not as set in stone as it used to be, where it was sort of automatic. It used to be in the old days, the starters would play the first half, and it even play like half of the third quarter, because the coaches wanted to get the players used to coming out of the locker room and, you know, get ready to play a second half. Yet teams are all like, they're not all equal now as far as where they're at in camp. They don't have all the same goals. Like, a good example is some teams are going to be full throttle tonight. Some teams will have their starters out there. They're going to play into the third quarter, and it's for real. Other teams aren't starting any starters, right? They just don't care. They like a lot of the young coaches don't want to, you know, they don't care about the quote-unquote dress rehearsal. I personally think it's a mistake. And I heard you talking about it in the update, Cam, like the Rams specifically, Sean McVay.
Yeah, McVay. Yeah, he's not for it at all.
I get it, okay? You were in the Super Bowl last year. The preseason's blah, blah. It doesn't mean anything. And you're looking at a big picture and stuff. But I personally think, Cam, that it leads to injury more when a player doesn't play and then plays full speed in week one. So I get it. So what, Brandon Cooks has ran a bit in practice at full speed, but it's not the same. He hasn't been hit. Like this is so stupid. The Jets aren't playing Le'Veon Bell in the preseason, all right, at all. Like they told you, you're not playing in the preseason. Le'Veon Bell is telling his teammates. Le'Veon Bell told his teammates in practice to smoke him. He told them, he said, guys, you need to hit me hard now, like for real. He said, you need to tackle me for real now because I'm not playing in a preseason. I need to get hit. And they don't want to do it. They told like the Jet players, no, don't hit Le'Veon Bell in practice. Don't hit him. How does this make sense, Cam? Because I tell you what, in 2.5 weeks when the Buffalo Bills play Le'Veon Bell, they're going to try to hit him, bro, and hit him hard.
Damn right.
Like, if you're a fighter, Cam, preparing for a fight, you don't say, don't punch me in the face. I'm fighting in 2 weeks. No, dude, you got to get used. It's sparring camp. You got to get used to getting punched in the jaw and not going, oh, my jaw. You got to fight through it. Like, all these guys that don't play, Cam, I guarantee you, oh, my groin, pull hamstring. Dude, there'll be all kinds of injuries of players that don't play at all in the preseason. I'm not saying you go out there and go crazy, but you've got to pace yourself, bro. If I'm a coach, I don't do it like this. You know what I mean? And Bill Belichick plays his starters. Brady hasn't played yet, but Brady's 43 freaking years old right now. All right, it's different. And Tom Brady doesn't need anything.
He knows everything, too.
He's Tom Brady. He's Tom Brady. Right? It's different. But I don't agree with it, Cam. I don't like seeing coaches. I tell you, Cam, keep your eye on this. Like, a good example is Andrew Luck, Cam. Andrew Luck hasn't practiced. They keep talking about, oh, he's going to play in week one. How good do you think Andrew Luck is going to be in week one, Cam?
I'll tell you one thing, Gabe. If Andrew Luck plays in week one, even against the Chargers and all their other problems, I'll be smashing the Chargers. I think it would be wiser for them to go with Jacoby Brissett. He's a proven backup. And Andrew Luck, it's not just one problem with a foot. He's dealing with a calf, a foot, leg, all sorts of things, right? And he hasn't, he's had no people go against him. He hasn't taken any hits. It's going to be very, very different in the regular season. I'm reading your mail. I'm more old school that way, too. I think you can get hurt on any play anywhere, but unless you're coming off a devastating injury, like, I can understand kind of Cooper Kupp with the ACL and stuff, Gabe, but you're still going to have to run drills, and you're going to have to be better because you're going to get smoked when you get out there. So, yes, I would take to what you're saying. I agree with more your way than not starting guys, because football is a very violent game, and you're going to get hit. And you talked about Buffalo. They have the meanest defense going. If you're the Jets, good luck with that. They're going to be hit hard by all those. Like, they got a wicked, wicked defense with tons of guys that are killers. So I think it's very dangerous. If I was Le'Veon Bell, I would want to get some work in.
So not the Jets, but the Giants are playing tonight. The Jets play Saturday against the Saints. Mm-hmm. Giants are on the road. So Daniel Jones is – let's get into the games here. So Daniel Jones – has been real good, guys. 60, he's only not completed three freaking passes, man. And one of them was a drop. He's 16-19 in the preseason, 228 yards and two touchdowns. First game was against the Jets. Second game was against the Bears. Very impressive. He saw a lot of backups, though, along the way. And both games were right behind me, Cam, at home. It's the first time Daniel Jones is going to be on the road here tonight. And as good as Daniel Jones has looked, you know who's looked even better, Cam? Ryan Finley. Ryan Finley out of NC State. This kid is killing it in the preseason. He's pushing Dalton out the door here. Now, the Giants are going to be playing their starters more tonight than they have been in the preseason. So, in other words, Eli Manning is playing the first half tonight, guys. All right? The Giants have been a very good preseason team. Eli Manning, though, has not been. He hasn't done jack.
I agree.
All right?
I agree.
The reason the Giants have been good in the preseason is because of Daniel Jones, Laletta, and Tanny. These guys are all lighting up.
You're right. I think it's going to be a Giants.
Yes, the fact the Giants are playing their starters tonight makes me like the Bengals now. Because suddenly, I don't have Laletta out here. I don't have Daniel Jones. I got Eli. I got no wide receivers. And the Giants aren't stupid. I believe in playing in a preseason, but I agree with the Giants. There's no way in hell I'm getting Saquon Barkley touched out here. You can't lose Saquon, right? So Saquon Barkley's not even going to be in uniform tonight. Eli's going to be out there. The Bengals defense can still ball cap. Andy Dalton is trying to stave off Ryan Finley. Finley's good. You got a rookie coach here in Zach Taylor that's trying to build a culture. And I'll tell you, the Bengals have had a really good camp, Cam. Like, they beat the shit out of the Redskins last week. Like, tackling, score. Like people after were like, wow, the Bengals are no joke. Like, I'm not saying they're a playoff team, but they know everyone laughs at them. Like, they've got a chip on their shoulder, this team. They're coming to play tonight. The Bengals are the pick tonight.
It's so funny you mentioned this, Gabe. I'm all in on the Bengals tonight. I think it's the best bet on the board for all the reasons you said. I think with Eli, it's going to actually regress. The young guys on their team have done well. Bengals also have many, many guys who are fighting for positions in all areas. Quarterback position, guys breathing down the veteran's neck. A.J. Green out. What about the likes of guys like Core, the receiver, Erickson, all these other guys?
They've got good running backs,
the Bengals.
Yep. People forget that. They still have good running backs, and they're all playing.
I love the Bengals tonight. I also think the line at 3 is a line that is trying to entice Giants money. I'm going to make the Bengals -3 my top preseason play tonight. I'm also going to take the -160 money line and find a dance partner. We're in agreement. I'm going all in on the Bengals tonight. I usually don't go as hard as you probably on preseason games. I might go, but I might throw a lot of money on this game. I really feel the Bengals tonight.
I think the Bengals get it done tonight as well. I approve. I'm going to lay the 3, like you said. Well, if you're looking for a dance partner, we'll go in order here in the rotation. Leads us to the Baltimore Ravens. A Baltimore Raven football team. Baltimore Raven football team, guys, that have not lost a preseason game since September the 3rd, 2015. You heard me correctly. All right? September the 3rd, 2015. The Baltimore Ravens have won 15 consecutive preseason games. Nick Foles will not be playing tonight for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's not there to save their ass anymore. Nate Sudfeld got hurt in the first preseason game. They bring in Cody Kessler. We need a backup. Nate Sudfeld got hurt. Cody Kessler gets hurt, Cam. They have no cornerbacks left. They've got Carson Wentz, and they've got Clayton Thorson, the kid out of Northwestern. Thorson is going to play the majority of this football game tonight, like basically all of it, essentially. They got another dude. The other guy is going to get a couple of snaps in here. No, it's Josh McCown, who signed 2 days ago.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Against the Ravens team, Lamar Jackson's playing the first half, though. And the Ravens are kicking the crap out of people. Trace McSorley looks good. Callahan doesn't blow. Ravens got great depth. It's 5 points for a reason. They're not scaring me off. Play the 5. Put them in a money line parlay. Hoping they're not losing to Philadelphia. They're going to crush them.
Yeah, I'm parlaying that. Bengals, Eagles to plus money.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Bonus up to $500. This offer is eligible for all users, plus new users will get a risk-free bet up to $200. Just go to sportsgrid.com/DK to play. That's sportsgrid.com/DK. Act quickly, because this offer is not going to be around forever. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for full details.
Well done, Cam. So the Raiders and the Packers playing in Winnipeg, although there's a field issue right now that I don't think has been dealt with yet. Yet I see here on Twitter, Raiders punter, A.J. Cole. This guy, I don't know if he got this made himself or what. He got his shirt made. He was trying to be cool. It's like, it's in Raider colors. It says Winnipeg, but it says Winnipeg, Alberta.
Winnipeg, Alberta. Yeah, good work, bud. Wrong province. Meathead. Honest to God, man. Like, that's like saying
you show up to Pittsburgh, Iowa.
Yeah, exactly. Pittsburgh, Michigan. How you doing, everybody? Honestly, like, it's just. And then Aaron Rodgers rolls in and denim with like a mustache. You know what? Screw you. Of an igloo, you jerk.
Yeah, yeah. I took offense to the Canadian tuxedo.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
All right. So, New York, we're talking about the Giants. This is the list of players not playing for the Giants tonight. Saquon Barkley, coach's decision. Golden Tate, concussion. Golden Tate is suspended for the first
four
games.
Actually, suspension. But, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, but Cam, no, he's allowed. If you're suspended,
it's
weird.
Preseason, yeah.
You're allowed to play in the preseason. But he has a concussion. Cornerback Sam Beal out. First-round draft pick DeAndre Baker out of Georgia out with a knee problem. Cornerback Antonio Hamilton out with a groin problem. Linebacker Alec Ogletree, calf issue, out. Offensive tackle Chad Wheeler, out. Sterling Shepard, out. Like, the Giants are beaten down, bro. Like, the Bengals are the play tonight. Like, this is the one. This is the smash game, too. this is it.
I'm with you. I love it.
I don't even care about the money line. I'm laying the three. The Bengals should win this game by, like, 7-10 or something. We're talking about Baltimore. We're going to the break. Clayton Thorson's going to get killed here tonight, guys. They're just going to throw him out there. All right, kid, have fun. And Baltimore don't let up. It's not by coincidence they've won 15 straight preseason games. They take the preseason seriously. You see Lamar Jackson last week running past people like a video game? I'm going to lay the five. They're trying to scare us off. You can't scare me. You don't scare me. Carolina and New England. This one, I lean with the over. Most Patriot games go over in the preseason. The Patriots are a freaking good preseason team.
They sure are.
Cam Newton, but Belichick's only 9-9 in dress rehearsal games, 3-3, 9-9 in week three. Carolina's starting Cam Newton, but it's really just an exercise in getting him out there. It's like it's almost like his first game. Christian McCaffrey hasn't played yet in the preseason yet, Cam. Neither is Greg Olsen, neither is Luke Kuechly, all these guys. They're going to play a bit tonight. Not for much, though. Only a couple of series. That hook is... I'm not a fan of the hook here. We saw last week Carolina against Buffalo. They're not that good as far as their depth is concerned. Although, you know what? I'm not a big fan of Heineken beer, but Heineken doesn't blow, Cam, for a preseason game.
Yeah, you're right.
He's okay. Heineken beer. He's a scrappy kid.
Heineken beer is a little bit sour, especially if you leave the green bottle in the sun. You'll get a sour dose. But you know what? Heineke Muffler, very, very good. Talk to George Foreman, a friend of Heineke Mufflers. I like him too. I think he's very, very good at what he does. I got to tell you, looking at the board, just let's take a look. Right now, I hate to say it, it's going to be a favorites night. I think like six. I'm thinking like five favorites win outright. I'm just trying to see what dog shows up. But
I got a couple like here.
We like Cincinnati. We like Baltimore. Yeah, we like
Cincinnati,
Baltimore.
Yeah. New England, I kind of like, but not in the same way. I love the Bengals. I love the Ravens. New England, okay. If I had to bet it, I'd take the Patriots. But it's not on the list. Let's not put it on the list. This next one, though, Cam, this is interesting because I hate going against it. This is what we always say. If it's come up black 10 times in a row, 11 times in a row, don't bet on red. But I want to bet on red here. The Atlanta Falcons. They've lost 11 straight preseason football games. 11 straight games they've lost in the preseason. They got a Washington Redskin team that comes in here that really isn't that good, Cam. The Redskins might be the worst team in the league. Case Keenum's going to get the start here tonight. They've got a quarterback battle going on. You have Dwayne Haskins, who's really raw. Haskins is throwing it all over the place, man. He's throwing a touchdown, but he's throwing an interception. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't have a lot to work with. Atlanta played Matt Ryan the entire first half last week, and he couldn't score. He couldn't score. He was getting pissed off. Like, they were frustrated. You could see, like, Dan Quinn never cares. He was swearing, Cam, on the sidelines last week.
Damn,
he was like,
if you can't get it done with your first-string offense and Matt
here.
Ryan,
exactly.
He's going to be
exactly.
Pissed,
I hear tonight they're playing into the third quarter. Like, Quinn's had enough of this. Like, you don't want to lose 12 preseason games in a row, bro. Like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, it's enough now. Like, I noticed Quinn, from what I understand, the Falcons are playing tonight. It's at home. It's against the Redskins. And this is where the sharp market, the Falcons are plus 1.5. The Falcons are plus 1.5. Because I think the sharps are going with, they've lost 11 in a row here. I don't know if I'm getting too cute here, Cam.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like the Atlanta Falcons big time. I think they're going to show up in this spot. I'm with you. I wish we got better than 1.5. But, I like Atlanta. I'm not sure about the total in this football game, but they're also plus 110 on the money line. So, Atlanta plus 1.5.
Yeah, but preseason, I'd rather get the 1.5. You did the weird
I'm with you. I'm with you. That's why the Bengals, even though you're going to lay the 3, I don't mind the 155 parlayed with the 230 of the Ravens to make it plus, because if one of these teams, if the Bengals win by like 2 or the Ravens win by 4 instead of, like, I'll be pissed. I just want team just win the damn game. You're right. These games, you know what happens in these exhibition games. 2-point conversions, things happen. It becomes more like a CFL game. The numbers, they don't stay on the 3s, 4s, and 7s, the things we think about. A lot of 1-point games and stuff. So, yes, I will take the 1.5.
From what I understand, So Nick Foles will Nick Foles supposedly is going to play a bit here tonight, and here it is. Yeah, he's going to take a couple of snaps, a couple of series or so. It's one of those type of deals. That's what I'm saying. Meanwhile, you got the Miami Dolphins, Cam. They're in the middle of a real quarterback battle for real. All right, between Fitzpatrick and Rosen, and Gardner Minshew, the kid out of Washington State. He's struggling, as you would say, Cam. He's having a hard time, bro. Like, really hard time.
That's the problem. When you go to Washington State, sure, it works in college. Mike Leake, this and that. Take a look at all their quarterbacks. Luke Falk, Gardner Minshew. Like, these guys, they look great in college, but they don't know the NFL systems. Mike Leach's system is very, very unique, and it's not good for quarterbacks. If I was a quarterback, I wouldn't tell him to go to Washington State. It's going to hurt you. It's going to hurt you in the NFL.
No, Jacksonville. What are the two? If you can, Will. What were the scores in a Jacksonville game so far this year? The preseason. Would they lose like 29-3 or something like that to Baltimore? The 29-0.
Jacksonville.
Okay, Jacksonville lost 29-0. You know how hard it is to get shut out in a preseason game? against four stringers? Hard. Like, what? All right, they lost. Who was the first one against? The Ray, the who? Oh, the Eagles. Yeah, so the Jags have lost 24-10 and 29-0 in the preseason.
Yep, exactly. Right. They have 10 points in two games, and they've given up 53.
Doug Marrone has coached 19 preseason games in his career. He's 12-7 to the under. Marrone doesn't care about the preseason. Miami does. This Flores guy's a hard ass, man. He's a new coach. He's a Belichick guy. He's up everyone's ass all the time. Jake Rudock last week covered for us with a late drive, actually, too. Kid out of Michigan, Detroit Lions, played at Iowa as well. The Miami are the play here tonight, Cam. Miami's the play.
I almost, it's interesting. We're looking at the board here tonight, and I'm going, okay, well, I like
Miami.
I think I like every single game.
Sign me up, bro. That's one and a half with the money line.
I agree with you on every game. I like Cincinnati. I like Atlanta. Kind of wishy-washy on the Patriots game. Don't know what to do with that one. Like the Ravens to win.
Jared Stidham's looked good, Cap. Jared Stidham has looked really good.
I like Stidham. I think he got a raw deal at Auburn, man. He got a raw deal. There was a lot of bad things that happened in that program. It wasn't all Stidham's fault. You saw, too, in the bowl game, Gabe, where they ran it up and won by, like, 50 points. Like, at the end of the year, Stidham started to figure it out. He's going to be one of these college quarterbacks that will overachieve, I think, in the NFL. I believe in Stidham. I think he's a good athlete, and once he figures it out, he's going to be very dangerous. That's my take. I think he's a little bit underrated.
All right, so preseason here tonight. So those were our takes. Now, we didn't cap the Raider-Packer game. We will on the other side. Only because I'm not sure they're going to play it, Cam, to be honest. I think we're getting to that point.
They're going to cancel this game? Because of the turf? Wow.
There's a hole in the end zone.
Oh, boy. Riots in Winnipeg.
Yeah, people are going to want their $90 back.
$190.
Yeah, they know. They slashed it in half. They had to.
Okay. Think about you paid full price. You'd be pissed.
This whole thing's a train wreck.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your Daily Roto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
All right, thank you, Yang. Game time decision continues. All right. We're warning you about Dan Quinn, people. Dan Quinn, he's lost 11 straight. He's 0-13 against the spread in his last 13 preseason games.
That's not good. But you know what? Hey, leap of faith. Leap of faith.
New York Giants. Oh, this is courtesy of Mark Lawrence's database. I like this, Cam. It matches up with what we were talking about. New York Giants, 0-4 straight up and against the spread in the preseason versus AFC North teams, last four. Cincinnati Bengals, 4-0 straight up and against the spread versus NFC East teams in the preseason on Thursdays.
I love it.
The Patriots are 7-1-1 against the spread in the preseason against the Carolina Panthers. Yeah, we got to take that, Cam. Can't leave that on the board. The Patriots are going to.
The Patriots should win that game. I agree.
The Baltimore Ravens are 14-1 against the spread in their last 15 preseason games. Holy shit. want some baseball trends?
Sure.
Pittsburgh Pirates, 8-1 at home versus the Colorado Rockies. Baltimore Orioles, Wojciechowski, 1-5 at night. White Sox, 10-2, last 12 games at home against the Rangers.
Interesting.
All right, let's go through the football one last time, and then we'll jump into the baseball.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I just looked at the baseball card, and it's lacking. There's very little to choose from tonight. Tough board.
All right, so Well, Cam, people are fading us. This is great. I love it. Cincinnati Bengals were minus 160 on the money line. Now it's minus 140.
Oh, really? Better. Okay.
Good. Good. Like you said, I only have like 400 on me or something like that. And I got to meet someone after, too. And it's going to cost me money. Son of a. I wouldn't mind like dropping like. Maybe I'll just drop it like on the Bengals here. God, are we going to do who?
Here's what I would do. I'll tell you what I would do. I'd pick the game that you like for the most units. I'd pick a second game that you like, and then the rest I'd do either a two or a three game parlay and try to hit something big.
I like your Bengals outright, and then a couple of two team bangers.
Yes,
a couple of $100 two team bang like Cincinnati minus 140, and then like all right, Baltimore is up to 230 right now. People are starting to jump on this crap. What do you parlay Baltimore with?
That's the Houston Astros. Yeah, but the Houston Astros are -5. Like
I know.
550. It's like okay, hold
all
on.
Right. I'm going to see what it pays.
Let's put a parlay together.
It's -210.
It's
not going to work. Like really? Like we get 20 cents on the parlay by putting Houston on it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
All right. If Baltimore Ravens New England Patriots. Money line. Plus 121.
Huh.
Now we're talking. You know, I do that and I do another one. Baltimore and Miami. Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore just went down to 210, man.
Miami's going to be good because it's the lowest on the money line. When you look at the they're -1.5 and they're only -120, -125, right?
Miami the other one to win and Baltimore to win the game, plus 157.
Yeah, exactly. It'll go up big time.
What about the totals?
I don't like the totals. I think they're too high tonight. Take a look. Giants Bengals 42 high.
I have to bet it. I'd go Ravens, Eagles, 35. Thinking under because I don't think the Eagles are going to score, but they know this. It's 35.5. Panthers, Patriots, I'd lean over the number at 42, but I don't love it, love it, love it. Like, I think, Washington, Atlanta, same thing. I kind of lean with the under there. Is Green Bay in the Raider game, bro? It's going to go under. Like, they're not playing anyone. It's going to be an ugly-ass game. The Raiders have had like a weird preseason schedule where it seems like they play all the time. Like they played on a Saturday night, then they played on a Thursday. Like the Raiders are beaten down tonight. Like they're not really looking at it like a dress rehearsal game.
That's what I'm saying. I think the Packers, if this game is played too, I think the Packers, more fans will be cheering for Green Bay.
Yeah.
Like, I think just, the who cares Packers about the Raiders? Packers.
You got DeShone Kizer. Nice quarterback to have in a preseason game, DeShone
Kizer. So we basically made a case. Take a look at what we've said. We like Miami over Jacksonville, -1.5. We like the Ravens over the Eagles, -4.5, another favorite. Atlanta, so the only dog we like is Atlanta. Atlanta, and they're a 1.5-point dog. Everything else we like, Cincy, we lean to New England, Ravens, Packers, Dolphins. Five favorites, one dog, but they're also 1.5-point favorites, very small.
Yeah, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the Bengals outright here. If we can, let's get the channel on channel 5 local. NBC seems to be showing every Giant game, local NBC. So the Giant game kicks off at 7:00. Actually, that's the early one. All right, we'll get back to the football. Okay. I think that's what I'm going to do, Cam. I'm going to hit the parlays. Actually, What am I saying? I got a bank card. What the hell am I talking about? My bank card doesn't work at some places. Yeah, no, I got 400 to play. Yeah, well, we can hit this. I'm going to play the Bengals on the money line, and then I'm going to parlay the Ravens with the Patriots. And then, that'll be it. I'll play the Ravens with the Patriots, and I'll put the Ravens with the Houston Astros in another one. Because I don't need to parlay the Dolphins. It's -135. I don't need to parlay. I think the Packers are the play, too. So all the favorites, guys. Bengals to win, -140. Ravens -5. New England Patriots are minus 200 or minus 3.5. Falcons plus 1.5. Green Bay Packers minus 125 money line. Miami Dolphins minus 135 money line. I like it. We're going to be a winning night. We've been killing the preseason. We're going to keep it going here tonight. Major like League Baseball tonight. Wojciechowski plus 188. Yarbo. Holy crap, man. Minus 220.
That's what I'm saying.
Pass. Scherzer.
Pass big time.
Scherzer's been on a DL. This is his first start back, right?
Yep, it is.
Yeah. Pittsburgh really are bad, Cam.
Scherzer's been out a while, but if you put him in a parlay, what are you going to parlay him with? You do it with Houston, you're still laying what? 142? Wow.
What about Baltimore Ravens, Houston Astros, Max Scherzer?
Interesting. Yeah, I got to go back to the – I'm telling you, even Nationals in Houston, the minus 140, that's low. I thought it would be about 200. That surprised me. That's a minus 225 with a minus 550 to 142. It's amazing.
Baltimore Ravens, Washington Nationals, Houston Astros, and that's Baltimore on the money line, plus 158. It's not bad, that, actually, for that bet. Come on, Houston's not losing tonight. They're not losing tonight. Houston's going to win this game. They're embarrassed. Like, they're gonna win this game tonight. Detroit's not beating Garrett Cole after beating Verlander. Baltimore Ravens are winning the game. Then we just come down to Scherzer, bro.
Yeah, Scherzer will get it done. He should be able to get it done. There's not a lot in baseball that I like, though. I'm looking
like
at the card.
I'm telling you, I'm on it.
I'm looking at Colorado.
I get it, but let me just say, they're 13-2 in their last 15 home games. The Mets.
I know it's crazy.
It's like, are they going to win again? But they do. They are. They can. They will. Thor strikes them down. New York Mets minus 128, and under 8.5. Cervalli and Syndergaard's gonna be a pitcher's duel tonight.
I might take a shot with the Blue Jays and Waggis pack at plus 210 against Maeda. The Dodgers beat the Jays in extra innings last night. Maeda's not that good. He shouldn't be minus 250. That's a lot of juice. But I'm putting on the brakes. Not going to bet it yet. I'm just saying that line's a little bit out of whack. Look at this other line. Soroka in Atlanta should be able to get it done, but minus 290. Yeah. The baseball board sucks tonight, man. Like, there's not. I'm going to do that parlay with basically with the Washington and
Houston. Plus 58,
yeah, minus 140. That's all I'm doing in baseball. I might have a small play on the Mets.
You're not putting the Ravens in it then. You're just doing a baseball parlay.
Nope.
You're going to take the Astros.
But in football, Astros, I'm National betting Park. Every preseason game I'm thinking. I'm taking Bengals, minus 3 money line split. I'm taking Ravens, same thing. Wow, that line's gone down to 3.5 from 5. You're right. People are fading us. Like, was that line 5?
On the Ravens?
6-5. Yeah, something's going on. We got to find out what's going on. Why is it 3.5?
Just moved to 4 here, yeah. Minus 200. Good.
I told you, Carson, weird story.
They must have announced that Carson Wentz is going to play. That's what I'm assuming.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he's
big
not gonna
deal.
Play
so
for long.
He's going to play one series? I got to tell you, Cam, he's one guy I would not play. Carson Wentz is injury pro, man. Would you be surprised if Carson Wentz plays tonight and in the first series, Baltimore drills him and he gets hurt? I really won't be. I'd be scared if I was Philadelphia, bro.
That would be.
Cam, Baltimore don't play around in the preseason, bro. They play for real.
Yeah, they do. Oh, man. I wish I waited. I took that line at 5. I'm like so mad now. We could have got it. I could have got it at 3.5.
People are fading everything we say right now.
Good. I really don't care. You know, fade it. People can do their thing. You know, you're going to fade it, fade it. I really feel good about the Bengals tonight. I'm rocking that game hard. I like the Bengals and Packers a lot. I like the Ravens on top of it, and I'm going to ride your wave with Atlanta. I think I like the preseason board tonight.
Yeah, that the Patriot game is the only one that bothers me, dude. I don't want to lay 3.5 with the Pats. That's the only.
I got a weird feeling Carolina kind of like with their starters, it's going to be a tighter game. Like New England's
it's
great in the preseason.
Exactly. McCaffrey could pop a 76-yard run or something like that. Probably. You know, I don't want to mess with it. Like, I always have bad things happen to me when I bet on those games. You know, the Panthers, they've cost me like $1 million, this team. Packers, though. Yeah, I'll deal with the Packers. Minus 125. It's more of a play against the Raiders tonight. Dolphins, minus 135. I like it. I like that parlay, too. Let's go. Ravens. Ravens ML, Ravens money line, Nationals rent a car, and Astros parlay plus 157 or is it 58? Plus 158.
I put another together. Nationals, Houston, and Tampa Bay plus 144. Yarbrough should be able to shut down Baltimore, but I don't know. That's the one I'd leave out.
All right, so we only got a minute here. So the picks are, gentlemen and ladies, and trolls, Bengals, minus 140, money line. Baltimore Ravens, minus 4, lay to 4 points. Atlanta Falcons, plus 1.5. Green Bay Packers, minus 125, money line. Miami Dolphins, minus 135, money line. Ravens, money line. Nationals, Astros, parlay, plus 158. New York Metropolitans, minus 128. Tribe, that's under 8.5. Cam?
Yeah, I got Nationals and Astros to minus 142. Love the Bengals is my top play, minus 3 and money line. And the Green Bay Packers, money line and minus 1 in that game, too. May the winners be all of ours and the Atlanta Falcons. Why not? And what else do we got, Gabe? Oh, yeah, the Ravens. One with the first tonight, Falcons and Ravens.
The under. I'll be back at 8 o'clock in-game live tracking their football.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You missed on Game Time Decisions.
We're going to break down all the games. We're going to try to continue our hot streak throughout this preseason. It's tricky tonight. Just rehearsal. Don't go into regular season mode because, quote unquote, it's dress rehearsal week tonight. But we'll navigate our way through all the football games. Cam Newton set to make his preseason debut this evening. Ron Rivera says QB's playing time will be determined by the flow of the game. Low flow. That doesn't sound good, Cam. What's going on?
Hate low flow, Morenci. We need pressure. I will say this. I don't think Cam Newton will be out there for more than a couple series. This is a guy that's coming off a major injury. He's already lost velocity and distance on his throws. You can't be screwing around with this guy. He'll go out there a couple plays, a couple handoffs to McCaffrey, but he's one of the starters that I would make a bet on not going as long as most people would think. I don't even think he'll get through a quarter, Gabe. I'm thinking a couple series, and Riverboat Ron, I know he likes to gamble, but you can't gamble with your starting quarterback.
And Carolina Panthers take on the New England Patriots, and I was unaware. I did not hear about this story. I don't know if this is breaking news. I think it is, actually, even though the incident happened in June, but I think we're just finding out about it. Patrick Chung indicted on cocaine charges?
Yeah, yeah. Basically, here's the way things went down. He had cocaine on him. They didn't arrest him at the time, which I don't understand. Like, if me and you were walking down the street with cocaine and a cop pulled us over, I probably think we'd be going to jail. But I don't know what he did, how he got off. He has a court case next week, and that's like preliminary. But what they're basically saying, Gabe, is the story, this trial, if it goes to trial, won't be till spring of 2020. What does that mean? No matter what happens, they'll pick a later trial. He'll get through the season and have to deal with it next after the Super Bowl in February. So I think Chung, regardless of what's going to happen, is going to play a full season, 3 Super Bowls with the Patriots. And, cocaine charges. What do you say?
Yes, but you've got Commissioner Goodell, Cam.
Yes, you do.
You're innocent until proven guilty, right?
That's the thing. Like, Goodell might have to wait until the court's decision. So you know Robert Kraft and the Patriots, they are very crafty. So I think in the court, you just kind of, you have a preliminary hearing, you delay, you get through the season. So Goodell can't really do anything until, I guess, the magistrate or the court say guilty, but who knows?
Join the experts live on the air every day by calling in at 844-843-6879 to join the Fantasy Sports Network.